The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's the afternoon, and do you know what? The sun is out where I am. It's a blue sky. What about you, Nick?
Oh my God, it's the best day of the year so far, I think.
I know, it's spring. You're right there. We're into April, and literally, yeah. I think this is the best day we've ever had. And I just think it's amazing what the weather does, because the last few days, and even yesterday, grey and heavy rain, and that wasn't the first day, there's been several days of that, and I thought, it's days like that, I think, I want to emigrate, you know, but now, you know, the wife is outside, she's cut the grass, she's doing all kinds of things, and I think it's a different planet, you know, this country is lovely,
so
the weather's
nice.
So you
cut your grass?
Yeah.
My grass is a swamp, it's still underwater, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I know, she's a bit keen like that. Whenever there's a first sign of sun, she's cut the grass! I try to put her off, but she goes for it, she's crazy though. But yeah, it's a nice blue sky. I do feel like emigrating sometimes. I mean, my ambition is to be able to sort of be away for 3 months of the year from this country, you know, the horrible 3 months, and then come back when the sun starts shining, you know, because I think the weather is so, it's so influential on your mood, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you mean. I'm feeling good today. Yeah, and I was pretty depressed yesterday.
I know, that's the weather, see? Okay, well, it doesn't help. You know, the markets have had a bit of bounce today. And it's probably got nothing to do with the weather, but people are saying there's trade talks or trade wars between Trump and Chinese have eased a bit. I don't know how, though, because I don't know what's going on there, because they still seem to be ramping it up. But, of course, you're going to be sort of under the cost for so long. But, yes, the markets have been lifted a little bit. There's a little bit of bounce going on. What's happening with Bitcoin? Is that down or up?
Bitcoin's, yeah, having a horror show.
Is it?
Back at the lows. Yeah, back towards the lows.
Oh, yes. Well, listen.
These US stock indexes look at a bit of resistance to me as we start on the open. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a bit, you know, especially when it's gone up in a straight line from the lows, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a bit of pullback before we carry on higher.
Well, do you know, yesterday I said messing around before the Dow, the American markets opened yesterday, and that the futures are pointing to a 500-point drop on the Dow Jones. And it opened 450 points down, and I said it'll be positive by the end of the day, messing around. I put a silly little icon on there, little face emoji, and they were positive at the end of the day. So they went from 400 points down to pretty much 150 points up or something. So
yeah, but
it's quite
imagine
positive.
If you're an American trader and you come to work and the market's opened and it's gapped down 450 points. What are you going to do? You're not going to sell, are you? Yeah. You have to push buy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why they go up, I think.
Buy the dip, man. Okay, let's look at the some stocks today and so some news coming out. So we have the first one. Oh, I can't see the charts here. Hang on. So, right, what's the first one?
The first one is British Telecom.
Yes, well, it's about time. British, there's some news out. They've acquired a bit of 5G or a certain amount of spectrum, which means they can take part in the 5G race. You know, if I was a company, I'd just...
I would be happy with 4G, but some of us don't have 4G yet.
If I was a company, I'd just go straight to 10G. Say, I ignore that. We're going straight to 10G and get some people signed up there on the contracts and mobile phones. But what do you think it's looking like? Where's the telling level here? Because it's still in a downtrend, isn't it, at the moment, if you look at the traditional downtrend?
Here's my daily chart. Here's the RSI. We have bullish divergence on the daily. That is when the oscillator makes a higher low and the price makes a lower low. And it warns that the downtrend is running out of steam and we're about to get a reversal. And we've got a good one here. And today, for the first time, we're back above the 20-day moving average again and headed higher. The next resistance is going to be the Fib level and the 50-day moving average at 235. And that's kind of key. Remember that 235 was always our target on the downside. Mm-hmm. So that's the level that we've got to get back above on the upside to be going higher and sort of turn the ship around here. So I like BT. I think we should continue higher for at least another 5 to 235. And if we can close above 235.25 on the daily, then we close above the 50 moving average and the resistance and we're on our way higher. And if we go higher from here, we're in a declining wedge. average. So we're going to have to negotiate past the 200-day moving average around 268, but then 286 is the first resistance, and our target, sit down for this one, 337.
Okay, I thought you were going to say £10. Anyway,
337. Okay, so that's cool. 100 point. That's 100 of upside, but only if we can close above 235.25.
Marvellous. Okay, next one is EVR Holdings, of course, in the virtual reality space, in the music part of that space. They signed with all the big labels to get access to all the big groups there. But they've been floated now, listed for 2 years in May, I think it is. But they've been talking about this app they're about to launch, but they need sort of critical mass behind VR. And so they say now they're getting it because Oculus, and they've launched another sort of bit of kit that's affordable. And they say it could be, their app could be launched within weeks. So we're very close to them launching their app. So EVRH, what do you reckon, Nicola?
EVRH, I'm really liking EVRH. I think that, you know, we've stalled at the prior highs. So we've stalled at the prior highs, which are around 12.12. But I think that we should, you know, push through and continue higher from here. If we measure the legs from the lows to see where we go, and we look for an equal measured move, then 19.5 is where my first target would be. And my second target is 27, 28, actually. 27.92.
Marvellous.
But, you know, we're looking for a close at new highs, and so far we've just stalled, you know, not quite there yet.
Yeah, I did notice that. I did punch on a chart saying, listen, the last highest close was 13.3, and if it closes above this, obviously it's quite a good move, but that's where the resistance is, 13.3, last highest close it had. So, All right, cool. Okay, next one, Jubilee Metals Group. I chatted to Leon, the CEO, on the podcast earlier, and they've had immediate reinstatement of his Kabwe mining license in Zambia. So straight away, I don't know why I've taken off them for it. Leon did explain, but it's been reinstated, and so they've jumped up today, up 15%. JLP, what do you reckon, Nicolas?
Okay, in technical analysis terms, this is a bullish harmonic pattern called a Gartley pattern. I'm looking at a weekly chart. They're super reliable. This 78.6, Fib retrace at 2.41, and the measured move was a little bit lower, around 2.3. We're turning up from here. The RSI, you know, on the weekly went down to 12, and we're coming up from that. I think it looks awesome. But the resistance, the high today, is the 200 weekly moving average, and that is at 3.07. So really, to really motor, and this will, if it can, if we can close above 3.07 today's high, it should really rock and roll. So, and by that I mean new highs. And so when I look for new highs in this one, I mean 8.93, 10.74, and 15.9 has been the target I've had in Jubilee forever. So
okay, cool. Let's look at the. I said that. I actually spoke to Leon. I asked Nicola, one of the. I do a podcast with technical analysts, and look at the chart. This, I liked it. It's gapped up above the 20-day moving average and the 50-day moving average. It looks quite good. That kind of big gap there above those two moving averages is quite good, isn't it?
Very good.
Okay, next one is.
It's just at this high where we're at, the weekly 200 moving average, and it's also that spike low that we had on the 13th of December. So it's a bit of important support and resistance level as well. So that 3.07, 3.08, really important, but above it, happy days.
Yeah, okay. Keras Resources, that's KRS. The Calidus, which they own a big chunk of this Calidus in Australia. They're gold mining there, but they've reported exceptional metallurgical results. Now, when a company mines, I mean, first of all, when a company explores for gold, they find there's a mineralization there, and they dig and drill, and they start sort of getting it out. They have to test it to see how it reacts, you know, because you have to, obviously, most of the stuff is within ore, within rock or whatever, so you have to process it and test it and do different kinds of processes on it. And that's sort of metallurgical sort of testing. And it depends how much you can get from that, you know, percentage-wise from that process. And it's obviously, you know, adds to the bottom line. The more you can get from that process, the better. And so they're saying this, their metallurgical results here are very good, exceptional. So they're recovering a lot of gold from their process. So what do you reckon on KRS?
Somebody should tell the man who moves the prices on the chart.
It's up today, isn't it?
12%. Let's look at the big picture, though, the drop that we had in 2016. So we've made a really good base at 3.07 around there. But if we zoom in here, we've been held down every time we've tried to rally since the start of the year. We've been knocked back at the 200-day moving average, and that's where we were knocked back last week. And so that's where we've got to get above 3.38. A daily close above 0.38 should be it, and then we go higher. And then our target is 0.62. The reason it's 0.62 is it's the 236 fib from the entire drop that we made in 2016 and the weekly 200 moving average.
Okay. Next one. I know it's followed by quite a few people. It's called Live Company Group. Now, they've got a company update. And this is pleased to announce that Brick Live Centre Education Development in Beijing, a joint venture of Brick Live Far East Limited, a subsidiary of LVCG, has entered into a contract with new licensee in China to open a second permanent Brick Live Centre in China. So obviously China's probably a big market for anything. So it's pretty good news here. I'm not sure the significance of this. There are lots of people who probably do know this, but it's up by 5%. What do you reckon on the chart though, Nick?
Yeah, this one looks really good, doesn't it? It all looks all set to pop. And if we look at the RSI, it's right in the middle at sort of 0.58 or something. So loads of room to the upside and sideways consolidation. So we really need a breakout of this range we're in. And the level that I'm looking for is 41.2. And you can see the highs and the lows, and that's just the level that we have not been able to close above when we're below it, and below it when we're above it. So it's just one of those pivot levels. So 41.2 I would like to see, and then, yeah, this one's on her way. So,
okay.
When we see a range like this, we can sort of draw this. If we look from the 16th of January, we've got like an inverted head and shoulders pattern here. And so if we measure that, then we can measure where our first target is by going from the lows of the head to the neckline and then projecting from there. So that gives us a target of 50.8.
Okay, all right. Just to let you know, Brick Live Group, this is what you said in the RNS, is a network of partner-driven fan-based shows using Brick Live-created content worldwide. It owns the rights to Brick Live and interactive experiences built around the creative ethos of the world's most popular construction toy, Lego. And Brick Live, Lego's massive,
cool.
Isn't it? Brick Live actively encourages all to learn, build, and play, and provides inspirational central space where like-minded fans can push the boundaries of their creativity. Cool, so that's Brick Live, a live company. Marvellous, Nicola, thanks for that. And by the way, if you're listening to on the podcast and you want to see the video of this, you can see it at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Yes, very good. Woohoo! Okay, well, enjoy your spring, Justin.
Thank you.
How
did you know I bought a spring?
Winter will be back tomorrow.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.